Hey everybody, so today is just a candid conversation about FOMO and feeling misunderstood and just how to really accept where you're at and give it to the Lord when you're not wanting to surrender. And there's a moment in here where it kind of came to me, Sally, just, you know, talking about some stuff in my life right now with feeling like I don't know if I'm where I'm supposed to be. So I hope this is a relatable episode for you. And without further ado, let's get into the podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Heart to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally. And we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us and we'll walk it out together.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We are back.
Hola.
Back with another episode of the Hard to Hope podcast.
We're so glad you're here.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm here, but...
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for showing up today, Sally. Physically, emotionally. So, I'm going to be sort of interviewing Sally on this, because she's got the idea for it.
Oh, my.
So, we'll hear what she has to say. I'll jump in if I feel like I need to.
Yes.
Or we might just let Sally riff off for 30 minutes.
I really hope you jump in. For rain, you jump in.
So, we're going to talk about a topic that everyone deals with in different way, shape, or form. FOMO.
Yes.
So, besides the actual definition of fear of missing out.
Yes.
What does that mean? What does that mean to you right now in this season of life?
Perfect. I'm so glad you asked it that way. I was going to say, this is not the typical way people interpret it, I don't think. So I never thought I had FOMO. People are like, oh, fear of missing out. Because it was always with, like, activities and things. And I was like, nah, like, I'm involved in what I want to be, and I don't want to go to things I don't want to go to. So I get to say no. And, like, I didn't like to show up to things that were, like, social events that weren't required, kind of, for the things I was desiring to be a part of. It's like, oh, cool, I get to say
like,
no.
I don't have fear of missing out.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert, and I get to go home and be by myself.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's changed a little bit. I don't know. Now I probably have the typical version of it, where I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Why am I not part of it? And who invited me or who didn't invite me? Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, my schedule doesn't allow, so now I can't go to that thing, and I just wanted to be there. But I think that in my life, in a grand scheme of things, I'm feeling like, what if I miss out on it, on my life, on the things that God has for me, on, like, my calling or, like, the plan?
Yeah.
And as I was driving here today, I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I really hope no one feels alone in this if they feel this way, because this is a really typical thing, at least I hear. My first time and only time I'll ever be in my 20s. But this is really typical for your 20s, I hear.
Yeah.
People are like, yeah, that's really normal. And actually, it kind of keeps going. Like, you don't know the plan. It never becomes clear to where it's like, oh, now I get it all. Hindsight, sure, that helps. But, like, looking ahead or, like, knowing where it's all headed is not really realistic or, like, true. I don't know. So I think that that's, like, the biggest thing is feeling like, what if I miss out on God's plan for my life? And what if I don't obey Him well enough to be where He has me? Or what if I don't pursue Him enough to be where He would have me spiritually even?
Yeah.
And a lot of that, I think, comes from that fear of people and then people pleasing as a result too. Like, just fearing, like, what spiritual authority or... regular authority would think of me and my stage of life and what I'm choosing to do with my time and the way that it looks on the outside versus what I'm actually going through on the inside.
Right.
In all the ways. Some people are like, you look like you're doing so good and you're just doing such an awesome stuff with your life. And I'm like, oh, you would never know that I'm actually, like, hurting a lot over a ton of things.
Yeah.
Or I think some people are sort of like, well, why aren't you already here? Why hasn't this happened yet? Or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, ask God. Like, honestly, I'm broken enough right now that, like, you'll, if someone asks me that, you'll just see a puddle of tears on the other side of that question. Like, I'm just sitting there like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And that's where the fear comes, like, fear of missing out. Like, I just am like, oh my gosh, could I be missing it? Like, that is a really scary thought to think that. Which we've already discussed in the podcast, but, like, am I am I big enough to mess up something that, right. like, I actually want to work out? Like, I literally would like the plan to go forward as planned, but am I doing something that's not letting it?
Yeah.
So, long answer.
So how much of that do you think comes from, because you mentioned, like, culturally, almost, like, societally, people saying, like, mm-hmm. oh, why aren't you here yet? So, like, how much, do you think it's just, like, a 50-50 of, like, I also think, why am I not here yet? But also, like, culture, society thinks, why am I not here yet? How do you, like, how do you not care what society or culture thinks? Because you said, like, I know what I'm going through.
Yeah.
Like, I know, you may not see and just be asking, why aren't you here yet? But I know what's going on in my heart and in my life.
Yeah.
So how do you, like, ignore, I guess? Do you ignore it? Are you supposed to? How do you not care as much about what they say and just know, okay, I know what's going on and the Lord knows? And
yeah. Well, I think bottom line, I come back to that, but I definitely get, like, caught in the tailspin of it for a second. I'm like, oh, they're so right. Or, like, right now, like, my life just, I don't know, people will say things like, well, don't you want to do this then? I'm like, well, I don't know. I did when I was 17. Yeah. I don't know why that does not appeal at all anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do that with my time or whatever. But I think that there's been a few times where it's, like, very clearly, like, just brought to my mind of, like, oh, I'm going to be misunderstood. Like, that's literally inevitable. I can't not be misunderstood in this life and just day to day. Like, so often
so
frustrating. I try or, like, I desire to just be, like, as crystal clear as possible. Yeah. But the someone else's worldview hears that and it catches them a different way and they think something else. And I'm just like, that's not what I meant at all. But sure. Now that's what you see. That's how you perceive me. And so even just my my mannerisms and the way that I come across to people, like, I've realized they are going to have their own interpretation of me and I cannot control that.
Yeah.
And I have no, like, there's no way to, like, change that. But I think that, like, so acknowledging that helps me to be like, okay.
Like, there's no way to choose how other people view you.
Yeah.
To change how other people view you.
So that can almost, if I can look at it rightly, that can give me a little bit more clarity and freedom to be like, actually, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be misunderstood. So instead of trying to, like, work myself to the bone so that they won't misunderstand me, I could just let go and be like, you're gonna see it differently than me and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with people who, like, it heavily does matter that they, like, understand where I'm at or that I am able to share honestly and transparently with them, that I talk through that and be like, hey, like, am I missing something? Like, what, if this is how it appears, is there something in my heart that's really, like, going wrong
seeking
here?
Seeking counsel.
Yeah.
That's good.
But then with a lot of people, I think there's some, like, image type stuff where it's just, like, well, you should look this way. As a Christian woman in her 20s, you should appear this way. And I'm like, I can't get behind that if it's not, if it's not, like, if it's out of fear, I don't really want to participate in it. Or if it's out of control, I don't really want to, like, play into that.
Yeah.
So that would be my response to that.
That's really good.
So.
Fear of missing out and fear of being misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of can go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You said you realized, like, other adults even, like, we're adults.
Adults even do this. Can you believe it?
I mean, people older than us, 30s, 40s, 50s, also are still, some of them, like, have FOMO, fear of missing out, that they're not doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Does that help at all right now? Knowing that, like, knowing, okay, they feel that way too. I don't know. Does that change your viewpoint at all right now?
Yes. Okay. So I love to talk to older people. I'm, like, the weird kid. I guess I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
But the one who always, like, wanted to hang out with older people or, like, listen in on conversations, talk to them, whatever, ask the older person. So recently, especially in this season of life, I've been like, I really need some help. Like, I've wanted everyone's opinion on, like, what should I do next? Because I don't know what to do and nothing sounds fun and I am not enjoying this season at all. So tell me what to do because I'll listen. And a lot of the things that people say when I express how this, you know, this feeling of, like, FOMO for the life, my whole life feels, people are like, oh, well, yeah, like, that's not going to go away. Like, I feel that way too. Or, like, you just have to keep following, like, the next right step.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, coming to a place of realizing, like, oh,
I've looked for approval in very, very specific ways from people. But really, I don't need to have approval from people. I just need to know that, like, I'm following the Lord. Like, I'm sticking with the Lord. Yeah. And so if I do stick with him, it's going to be okay. Like, it's not going to go really badly. Like, it might be hard.
Right.
But it's not going to, like, I'm going to lose my salvation or just go off and, like, really do terribly. And I've heard that from some people when I'm actually able to, like, be honest with them. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, like, you're doing great. Like, I understand the way you feel right now, but you're doing great to just keep, like, working
it's
through
stuff.
It's
helpful to have other people on the outside be like, Sal, you are walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
There's fruit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas I think that I've been in a mindset, and this is very American, I think, to just want to progress and see so much progress all the time. Like, I want to look back and see the 20 steps behind me, like, very clearly laid out with their little timeline of how great I did to, like, take those steps. But recently, it has been very, what's the word when it's not linear? I don't know. Non-linear, though. It's been very non-linear. Non-linear.
Yeah, I just took statistics, so I was like, So I feel like that whole thing that you just said was something that I was thinking about last week. My mom sent me a Instagram, like, mini clip from a sermon that the guy was talking about that the pace of the Holy Spirit is slow.
Oh, I love that.
And I was like, what? Like, he can move at any pace that he wants. He can, he's God, so he can choose whatever pace. But the guy said, like, but he chooses to move slow.
Yeah.
But, like, it's purposeful. I don't know. It was just so interesting. And then I was thinking, for me, like, and as hard as that is, how much that's a picture of just my relationship with the Lord. That I'm not running, like, a speed race. It's a marathon. So it is slow. Like, the duration of it is slow. Mm-hmm. And that's a kind of, like, the image the Lord gave me was, like a flame. Like, a flame on my heart. It's got to be a slow, long burn. Mm-hmm. It can't be a...
You posted about this.
Yeah.
Thing. Okay, I was like, wait, this is bringing back something.
You're like, somebody else did this. Like, it can't be, like, a quick flame and done. It has to be, like, a slow, long burn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense at all, but I was thinking about how you were saying that. Like, that's just, it just makes sense with the Lord.
Yeah.
That it's slow. But in our human nature.
Yes.
We want things now.
Yeah.
We want them fast. We want to see the results. Because that's our, like, flesh desire.
Right. And there's even some, like... Which, I don't know, there's some age markers where, like, it becomes, like, oh, well, you need to think about this.
Yeah.
So, like, for me,
sure.
in my 20s, it's like, well, where are you going to, like, get your income? And
yeah.
how are you going to live for the next this many years? And
yeah.
that freaks me out because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I am literally out of place. Oh,
yeah.
dear.
Yeah.
But then, like, I'm looking at my sister in high school, and I'm like, she knows that she has another year in high school. Like, yeah, she's thinking about college and stuff, but she knows she doesn't need to change right now because she actually has to stay where she is for another year.
Yeah.
And, like, just be there, and it's, like, it's been, you know.
So what if the Lord just told you, you have to stay there for another year? I wonder what would happen in that year. Maybe this is the Lord speaking this to you through me.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen. I am not excited for it, whatever the case. I'm not really
would
excited.
That actually bring you more peace?
Yes. That's what I've been waiting for. That's what I want God to tell me, is just, you have to do this.
If you want him to tell you that, then how? Then maybe that's what he's telling you.
What do you mean?
If you want the Lord to tell you, just take another year in Syracuse?
Sort of. I just want him to tell me what he wants me to do.
What do you want him to tell you?
Oh, what do I want him to tell me? I don't know, because I don't know what's best.
I'm not asking what you think is best in the grand whatever. What do you, in your, like, that, not your heart, because your heart leads you astray, but, like, if you just had to answer right now, what would you say?
Just stay in Syracuse.
Okay, then just stay in Syracuse. And just see what happens in the next year.
Oh, God.
If that's what you want him to tell you, how do you know that that's not him putting that...
I don't know.
He gives us the desires of our heart. Because you're so scared of yourself.
Yes. I am.
Yeah. But you don't have to be. You hear the voice of the Lord, Sally. You are a woman who is led by the Spirit.
But it feels like he's silent. And so I'm like, I'm not hearing anything.
Then,
not hearing the voice of the Lord.
Well, but then the silence can be that trust how he's speaking to you. personally. Mm-hmm. There's like, I don't know, I just feel like, I wrote about this week too, and for something for church. It's about asking like the Lord what his will is for us. And
share it, please.
And just like how much we agonize over it and just say, what is your will for me? Like, what is it? And we just think, like, I think, I don't know, he's just gonna like write me a letter in the mail with check, 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 this is what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
And I was just feeling really convicted reading Romans 12, 1 through 2, that just talks about presenting your bodies, living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So instead of just like becoming really discouraged and striving and losing sleep over what the heck am I supposed to do, that like the act of surrender, which in itself isn't easy, but daily surrender, being transformed into his image, day by day, giving ourselves as living sacrifice, that is what's going to prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Mm-hmm. It's not once we have it all figured out, once we feel like the Lord told us this exact thing that we're supposed to do, mm-hmm. it's just living daily. What does the Lord have for me today? He's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path today. Mm-hmm. And what is he showing me today? Because when we look, well, we can't even see. If it says the lamp is for today, like the light is for our path, then that's all we can see. It's when we try to look beyond that, I feel like what we talk about, we get all anxious and things like that. But just that's literally our call, is to just walk in daily surrender. And that's what his perfect will is, that we just look more like him, mm-hmm. that we're conformed into his image, mm-hmm. and that we surrender.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is where I feel like the bottom line comes in of, like, which I've had moments of, but I just continually, yeah. like, backtrack, where I'm like, okay, I just, there's nowhere else to go. I do trust you. You have led me this far.
Yeah.
You're not going to leave me here, even though it really feels like you are right now leaving me here. You haven't left me, and so I'm going to trust that you know what you're doing, and that me being here is not the worst thing. Like, I'm not just off track completely, but that I might actually be just where you want me to be right now. But I think that you just said it, daily surrender.
Yeah.
Like, coming to a place, which I've thought that it has to be all this spiritual stuff or something, but really just coming to a place where I'm like, you know what? Surrender is the fact that I don't have to grip onto something and be like, yes, it's gonna be this, blah, 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 but letting go.
Yeah.
And being like, you know what? Which my mom always quotes to me, Elizabeth Elliot, in Acceptance Lieth Peace. I think that's Elizabeth Elliot.
Yeah.
And just being like, if I can accept today, I can accept what the Lord gives me to do today, what he doesn't give me to do today, there's peace.
Yeah.
If I just accept it. And so, like, even today, I was just struggling. I am struggling. And I'm angry, and I have a lot of emotions to express to the Lord. And even as I express those, I've come to a little tiny bit different of a place than I was even like a couple months ago, where like I wouldn't let myself feel that with the Lord. I'd be like, just let me like get this out, and then I'll come to you and be like, you know, a good girl, because I'm being bad right now. But like, just coming to him and being like, you know what, I am the 2-year-old that is having a very bad flip out session, and you're the good father that isn't gonna react to me, but you're just gonna sit there, and either if I need to have the like bear hug thing where it's just like I'm holding you here and you can just do whatever you want, I'm just gonna hold you here, or just let me be a tyrant, you know, and then once I tire myself out, hold me as I sleep, like whatever it might be, that like he is there for it.
Yeah.
Because I have really felt like I can't do that with the Lord, or I don't know. And people say like you can do that with the Lord, but like when it actually comes to it, like there's something in me that does not want to. Like sure, I know that I can do that, but I don't want to. Like I want, my desire would be to not have my crap everywhere. Like I would love to keep everything just held in.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not my job, or, like, I don't have that ability in my humanness. Yeah.
Do you think there's, this is what you said a little bit early on while you were just talking, do you think there's a difference then between, like, does contentment not always look like I'm okay with how things are, and does it just more look like I accept how things are? Like, does it have to be both? Does it have to be, like, I accept it and I'm okay with it, or can it just start as, like, I'm just accepting it, and I'm actually not okay with it, but I'm going to accept it?
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question. I don't know. I don't know if I've thought about it. That's pretty,
Because, like, the word contentment, that rubs me. That's what causes friction, I feel like, in me, because I don't always feel content.
Yeah.
Very often, I don't feel content.
Yeah.
But I feel like that doesn't necessarily mean I'm just, like, super upset with where I'm at. It's just, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is very interesting, because I'm thinking of it, I don't know if this is what you mean, but, like, even in terms of life, things in life and, like, dreams that I have, like, I'm not necessarily content with the season I'm in, because I didn't want this one.
Right.
Like, I never planned this one.
I don't want it.
I don't really want it, but I think that, yeah, in accepting it and being like, oh, there might be something really good here, I think, for me, like, I don't know, I can't answer that question, I don't think, but I see how now being able to accept this season will, and just accept over and over again, will come to that place of, like, once I have the things maybe I did desire, that I can have contentment there. And now then, that yields that I can have the contentment here. Because if I'm not able, this is my thought, if I'm not able to accept things, like, in every season that the Lord gives me, then when I have whatever I think I want, I won't be happy with it. Because it won't just look perfect. And it won't, like, the dream of things and the act of are very different.
Yep.
And so, like, today I was pondering, I really would love to work on a dairy farm. So I start thinking through it. I'm like, so Sally, this is what you would do. You would go to bed at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. and you would wake up at 4 a.m. And you would go and you would put things on a cow to milk them. So I'm just, like, thinking through.
Does that sound fun?
Yeah. Does that actually sound fun? Because you think it sounds fun. And you would stink. You would smell really bad, like dairy, and you would have to shower every single day that you work so that you don't smell like an actual farm. Because I know what it smells like. I grew up on it. Yeah. So, like, I'm just trying to think through, like, would that actually be fun? And so in my life, I'm like, okay, if I can accept now and be whatever version of content that is, I don't know that it's perfectly, like, I just am like, I love that I've arrived here. But just, like, you know, this is my life and I can accept what the Lord hands me each day with thankfulness.
Right.
Not saying I do that, but that I could come to that place.
Yeah.
Then I'll be able to receive whatever He gives
me. And, like, along with that, I feel like in as much as we're like, still gonna have days that we don't like and hard days and bad days, like, there is some promise of our inheritance as children of God that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living, which is now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, there is, I think there's, you could go the other way and be like prosperity gospel, like every day is a good day, and it's like, that's not always true. But, like, there is some that promise of that, right?
Yeah.
That, like, does that make sense? Like, the Lord doesn't want us to just be living miserably.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah. Which I think, like, it's like, there, even on the bad days, because I think that that's fine that there are bad days, that there's still the promise of, like, this is just very temporary.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that it means that every day has to be.
Right.
Woohoo!
Right.
Because it's not.
Right.
So, yeah.
But every day doesn't have to be either.
Yeah. And it is, oh my, don't even get me started on that. It is such a perspective thing. Because I, like, constantly will think about, like, little images. People say, like, the glass half empty, glass half full. Like, it really is the same. You get to choose how you see it. Because it's literally, like, give two people that glass full of, or empty of, you know, like, that, the water or whatever. And they get to choose how they see it. Like, oh, half a glass of water. Like, I want it full.
Yeah.
And I often am the person who's just like, but why isn't it full? Why can't I have more? Why can't I have all the blessings right now or whatever?
Right. I guess, like, in as much as, like, to accept, I guess to me how that sounds is, like, ugh, I'm just accepting it. And it's, like, I think there can be grace in the accepting it. Like, that it's, I don't know, I think
you can enjoyable.
Teach. Yeah.
I think we're processing. Which there are, because I think even for you, for me, we could look back on even the past, like, for me the last year.
Yes.
There's definitely been some, like, really beautiful things.
Yeah, for sure.
But amidst that, like, some of the darkest days too.
Yeah.
Thus far.
Yeah. Okay, I think my last question then was just, what does it look like for you day by day to practice?
Oh.
I'm not saying we're perfect at it. I don't think either, I'm sorry. But to just live with the perspective of, I'm going to try to accept today. I'm going to try to live in today. I'm gonna, like you were saying before, you're worried, like, one of the fears of the FOMO is I'm not seeking the Lord enough. I'm not making enough space to hear from him. Yes. So how, like, we know that's fear, and yes. fear is a liar. But yes. there is, the other part of it is, yeah, you do. I mean, you do need to be seeking the Lord. But you are. But so how does that look like? What does that look like for you, I guess, day to day? Or what would you aspire to be doing day to day?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Advice.
This could be a loaded question. Like, it's going to be quite the answer.
It could be, what is it like on Instagram? They do, like, realistic meals. Realistic day.
Yeah, realistic.
Realistic what I eat in a day. Realistic how you.
Yeah.
What you doing today?
Yeah. So I think that coming out of season of working in ministry, I feel like there's a lot of pressures. There have been a lot of pressures.
Okay.
I also had this really big fear. It's not really warranted, but here it is. I'm not sure why. This probably was just the enemy. I was afraid that I would just, like, fall away from God and stop reading the word, yeah. stop journaling, stop whatever. But then at the same time, I've realized that a lot of those things are, like, unhealthily, like, legalistic and religious. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just a thing that I did because I had to. And I knew that, you know, people would, like, ask me about it. And I also have been kind of, like, rude to people before where I'm like, well, are you in the Word? Because, like, make sure you're in the Word. Otherwise, which it's good to be in the Word yeah. and it's good to ask yeah. that. But I think that, like, in practice for, like, I don't know, that's what it sounded like. Like, what's your daily routine? Or, like, what do you, you know, like, to pursue God? I think that for me, it's now becoming more of a thing of, like, am I willing? Like, you were saying, I don't know if it was this episode or... But you said before that, like, just acknowledging, like, even if it was at work or something, like, yeah. today sucks. Yeah. Today's not a fun day. And just acknowledging that to the Lord and being like, okay, God, here I am again. Instead of, like... being like, oh, I'll just wait until I have my devotions and hopefully I have, like, 3 hours yeah. to, like, deal with this because there's a lot of yeah. stuff, or an hour or whatever. Yeah. And something that, like, recently at the coffee shop, which I'm done with now, but this last shift that I had, or a couple, like, the last few, I would realize that, like, when I went to the bathroom, I actually was, like, I sat there, I'm like, Jesus, I need your help. Like, I just really need your help. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing great and I just need you. I need your help. And I think that, like, people would say that in ministry or whatever, like, they'd be like, well, any moment you have, like, it's okay if the yeah. Lord, if you just, like, meet him while you're using the bathroom for a couple minutes. And I was always just sort of like, well, yeah, but, like, no, you just make time.
Yeah.
You literally just hash yeah. it out with the Lord or make that time to spend with yeah. the Lord. But I didn't realize that, like, it's about walking with him. It's about just being
so
like,
good.
Hey, I'm just here and I need help because I'm doing poorly today.
Yep.
Really badly. And I yep. do pretty badly all the days without you. So I just need help yeah. in any case. And so I think pursuing the Lord in the way of, like, just being, like, acknowledging the fact that I still need you. Even if I did have a good quiet time in the morning or whatever,
yeah.
I still need you. And if I didn't, I still need you. Like, no matter what, I'm still, like, needing you all the time
yeah.
rather than being like, oh, I already had my time, so it's good. Because that's how I was for a long time. And I still am tempted to be that way. And I even get a little bit freaked out when I don't have, like, a good quiet time.
Yeah.
But... that's, yes, Jesus models it in the Bible, but that's not actually one of the huge tenets of, like, there's, like, the Sabbath, but, like, even the commandments aren't, like, oh, and make sure you have a 30-minute quiet time, or,
right.
like, you read your Bible every day, like,
right.
They didn't have the Bible,
right.
like.
Because it is important, but it's not about
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's not,
yeah.
it's so much
deeper. It's actually walking out worship in your life.
Yeah.
To be doing that throughout your
yeah.
day. It reminds me of, like, the praying without ceasing
mm-hmm.
kind of verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not something
it's
that
really
you
good.
Can really, like, fabricate or, like, be like, well, you know, like, I pray to God every day by just, you know, I'll just check in with him. Like, no, it's something that, like, on
right.
a heart level, you
yeah.
have done the work to be,
yeah.
like, it's not just the same prayer of, like, thank you, God, for today. Oh, thank you, God, for today again. Like, no, he doesn't need us to just have, like, the lip service
yeah.
to him. Like,
yep.
it's about, like, that relationship, so... I don't know. I think that that's my, like, right now, my tactic or whatever against the enemy and just, like, the disappointment and discouragement of,
yeah.
or, like, the fear of missing out, you know, all the things,
mm-hmm.
is just to be like, okay, Lord, struggling with that. Again, I need your help because now I'm feeling like
yeah.
this. I saw that text, now I'm anxious.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
That is really good, practical living advice, Sally. I love it.
Thanks.
Mic drop.
And then you go, it's...
Ba-bam. I love it. That's so good. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's really good. Good reminder.
Appreciate
it. Holy Spirit is our ever-present help.
Yes.
Woo! Love it.
Cool.
All right.
Oh.
Quick random topic, because you gotta go.
Would you rather be hot or cold?
cold. Always cold.
For context, guys, we're sitting in a very hot little room. We're sweating. It's fine. We're good.
Would you rather be hot or cold?
I would rather be cold because I can warm up with blankets.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are that way.
That's always what I've said. I don't actually know if I was, like, freezing. I don't know.
So, let us know. Would you rather be hot or cold? Blue Scotians.
You're hot and you're cold.
Yeah, yes. All right. Enough of that. All right. We will talk to you guys next time.